Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now, and we're broadcasting today from Kansas City, Missouri, a state that was once a political bellwether. For a century, Missouri was considered the ultimate swing state. Its voters backed every presidential winner but one from 1904 to 2004. In the last 40 years, it's had four Republican governors and five Democratic ones, and the state legislature shared a similar split in power. But in recent years, political scientists who once saw this purple state as a microcosm of the country have started to notice a change.
I would say light pink.
Beth Fanami is a political scientist at the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
The way Missouri is set up geographically, where you have a large swaths of Missouri that are very deep red, I would say, and then pockets of Missouri that are very blue. And so I think that sort of together makes it pretty light pink.
Light pink, she says, and growing redder by the year.
I mean, part of it is that Missouri is kind of the quintessential rural-urban divide. So there's the only urban pockets in the state are along I-70, as you guys might drive.
Kansas City and St. Louis.
Yeah, and then in between with Columbia, with the University of Missouri. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the state is really rural. And so you have very conservative areas of the state. Then you have, you know, your typical suburban, which could go either way. And then you have the blue.
Fanami says the reason Missouri was so good at predicting the next president was that it looked a lot like the rest of the country. And that history goes back to the Civil War, when Missouri was literally a battleground state made up of both Union and Confederate sympathizers. By the turn of the century, Missouri, like the country as a whole, was starting to boom. It was home to the largest railroad hub in the U.S. It had grown into the fifth largest state, and St. Louis had become the fourth largest city. Anyone who wanted to become president needed to win those votes.
Very quickly, John McCain is one of the show me state. Missouri, paint it red.
We now have
2008 was the year Missouri cast its vote for John McCain, who won the state by just 4,000 votes. He didn't, however, win the White House. And since then, Missouri's gone to the Republican candidate every time. What changed? Demographics, for one thing.
That's true. Yeah, Missouri is definitely, demographically, it's less similar to other areas of the country, certainly the Southwest and the South, which tends to be much more diverse. So that, you know, certainly makes it more likely to lean Republican.
And it's older.
Yeah.
Missouri is 20% whiter than the country as a whole. Latinos make up just 4% of the state's population, compared with 18% nationally. And as its population has remained stagnant, residents are growing older and more reliably Republican. One person who knows the state's voters very well is Democrat Jason Kander. He's the former Secretary of State for Missouri. Last year, he ended up just a few points short of unseating Missouri's incumbent Republican Senator Roy Blunt.
Everybody really, I think, recognizes that there was a bit of a wave last year. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, I got over 220,000 votes from folks who also voted for President Trump. I did that running as a progressive, so I think it's pretty clear that when you have candidates that are fighting for what they believe in, you have a chance to win. Also, it's important to remember that the cycle before that, when I ran in 2012, President Obama lost the state that day by almost 10, and I won on the same day. So I think it's clearly a state where it's always up for grabs.
So what do you think that you know about winning in Missouri that some of these other candidates don't, other Democrats?
I've been to 28 states so far this year, you know, to speak to Democratic groups. And it's no different, Missouri or any other red or purple state, in that when we go out and we make our argument, we have a chance to win. You don't win arguments that you don't make. And the thing is that voters will forgive you for holding the position that they don't also hold, as long as they know that you truly believe what you're saying, and this is important, and that you believe it because you care about them, because you think it'll make a difference in their lives. And when that's the case, folks will consider you.
How much time did you spend as a candidate in the rural parts of Missouri where probably most people are not going to vote for a Democrat?
Well, I went to every single county, so 114 counties plus the city of St. Louis. And I really think that that's important. Like, part of being a Democrat is I believe that what we want to do is better for every single American. I don't think that, like, there are some Americans who come out ahead with our approach and some who don't. I think whether you're rich or poor, black or white, man, woman, gay, straight, whether from the city or the country, I think what we want to do is going to make the most difference in your life. Well, if you believe that, then how do you write off any voters? You can't. You shouldn't. So that's always been my approach. It's not just about having the courage to make your argument. It's about making it to absolutely everyone.
You think a lot of Democrats have been writing off a lot of voters?
Yeah, I think if you look around the country, there have been a lot of cases where folks have just kind of said, well, you know, maybe that's not our voter. Maybe they're not amenable to what we have to say. And again, you lose arguments that you don't make. We know that. And so I think it's, you know, and a lot of people have tried to make this about, do you go after this group of people or that group of people? My point is, I believe in what we have to say. I believe it's the best thing for everybody. So we ought to go after everybody, right? I think that's how it is. And it's not about, I certainly don't think we should change what we stand for, depending on who we're talking to. I just think we ought to make our argument to everybody.
Although I would imagine that some Democrats would say, we have, you know, limited amount of resources. Sure. Why should we go to places where we're not going to win that many votes?
Sure. Well, what I'm saying is you got to make your argument everywhere. It don't cost much to go to a place and talk to folks.
Hillary Clinton didn't make much of an argument in Missouri in the last election. She had only a few events here. Kander lost his Senate race by 3 points, while Hillary Clinton lost Missouri by almost 20.
Why do you think Missouri voters were so into President Trump in the last election?
A lot of people looked at President Trump and said, okay, here's a guy who they don't like him. They'll say, I don't like the guy. I don't like the way he treats people. But they would say, but, you know, if he has made himself successful being, you know, acting that way, now we can dispute all that. But, you know, people said, OK, if that's made him successful and he's willing to do that for the country, then it's not like people are saying, oh, that's great. They were saying, I'm willing to give that a try. A lot of them were. Well, what's happened now is he's not made the transition from doing that for himself to doing that for the country. And that is why you're seeing people really sour on him.
Seeing people sour on him?
Absolutely. People come up to me and they're like, I voted for both of you and I wish I hadn't voted for him.
We have to win Missouri. That's what I have to win. If we don't win Missouri, I'll be very angry.
The excitement you hear at that campaign rally in St. Louis translated at the ballot box. But what about now? At a voter forum in Lee's Summit, Missouri, we met Janice DeVinny, an office manager who says she's an independent voter and she's not happy with President Trump.
I'm not impressed. I think it's all about his ego and not about the people. It's all about his pocketbook and not about the people.
Mark Bredemeyer, a local attorney, disagrees.
Personality-wise, I do things a lot different. But I think as a Republican and as a conservative, I think he's been very, very committed to and consistent with Republican and conservative principles.
And he thinks there's something about President Trump that speaks to Missouri voters.
I think Missouri, again, having been a swing state and somewhat of a presidential bellwether state through most of the last century, really. And what ended up happening there is you had the most unconventional candidate that you've seen that came out and came across as very genuine and very real.
Travis Smith says that feeling of authenticity is important in Missouri. He's with Axiom Strategies, one of the largest Republican consulting firms in the country based here in Kansas City.
The state on the whole, I don't know that I would say it is getting more conservative. There's always a certain contingent of the base that would describe themselves as both economic and social conservatives. I don't know that I would think that that contingent is growing, but there is a whether you want to call it a populist sort of a piece of the electorate here, and that piece is obviously growing, goes without saying. And Republicans have done a good job at capturing that part of the electorate in recent cycles.
One of the last Democrats in statewide office in Missouri is Senator Claire McCaskill, who's facing a tough reelection campaign next year. She's already won 2 Senate races in Missouri.
And they all said, it's over. It's done. It's too red. It's just too red. There is no way that Claire McCaskill can survive. Well, you know what happened? You proved them wrong.
How do you explain that, Claire McCaskill? Why does she do well where other Democrats don't?
She's a savvy politician And, you know, there is something similar between her style. Don't take this to the extreme, but there's something similar to her style, her manner, the way she speaks to her voters, and the way, frankly, that we saw Donald Trump speak. She's able to come across as kind of a real individual. Now, all that being said, I don't agree with virtually anything that Claire does, says, or stands for. But, you know, I think that on a smaller scale, there is some of that kind of plain-spokenness that voters like from her.
She's authentic.
Authentic, yeah.
But it's unclear if that authenticity will continue to keep McCaskill in her Senate seat. If she loses, that would paint this once purple state another shade of red, says political scientist Beth Fanami.
Where do you think Missouri is going politically in the next 10 years?
I suspect it's going to continue sort of in the slight pink to red range. I don't see it likely to turn around unless something really dramatic happens at the national level. I don't see it moving back into the purple, light blue column anytime soon.